We've been talking about Abraham for the last few days. He is the father of the faithful. He is the one that God chose to start a whole new nation. He said, I didn't choose you because you were a big nation. In fact, he said, I chose you when you were the fewest of all nations. We've been talking about Abraham's relationship with God. Up until now, we found that Abraham was one who just worshiped God. He was a worshiper of God. When he would gather at his place of worship that he had prepared, his worship did not involve asking God for anything. He just wanted to thank him for everything. I read nowhere in Scripture that up to this point that Abraham had ever asked anything from God. He just wanted to worship God. He just wanted to have that relationship with God. I know this was early on in his relationship with God. We find that the first time that Abraham ever petitioned God for anything, it was on behalf of another. It wasn't something that he wanted for himself. We find that the first time that he went to God with a petition, it was on the behalf of someone else. Isn't that a marvelous thought to consider? When you're asking, are you asking that you may heap it upon yourselves? Or does your worship include asking God to intervene in the lives of others? Oh, for intercessors today, for those who would get down on their knees and labor in prayer before the Lord, asking God not for something for themselves, but for something for others. I do read where he prayed for Abimelech, and God healed Abimelech and his household. I read in another place where, when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed, that Abraham asked God to spare the righteous that would be in that city. Up until then, I find nowhere where Abraham asked God for anything. Abraham was a man who could make his own way in the world. And it just never dawned on him that he could ask God for help, that he could ask God to grant him the things that he needed. By the time that Moses came along, he had learned that he could ask God for stuff. He could ask God for provision. He could ask God for protection. We find that when the children of Israel ran out of water, that Moses brought this to God's attention. He said, God, the people are thirsty. What are we going to do? And God provided the water they needed, the food that they needed in order to survive. But we find that when Abraham was in the land of Canaan, and the land was stricken by severe famine, we find no record where Abraham went to God and said, God, here I am. I'm where you sent me. I obeyed your voice when I was in the land of Ur, and here we are. The pastures are turning brown. The cattle are dying from lack of food. What are we going to do, God? I need your help. There is no record where he ever brought this to God's attention. Not that God was not aware of it. God is aware. Jesus said that he knows what we have need of before we ask. God knows what we have need of, yet Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Not and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. Abraham had not heard this message. God had not told Abraham, any provision you need, I will supply. He had not read the scripture where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things would be added unto you. This was early on in Abraham's relationship with God. He had learned that God could direct his life. He had learned to trust God for directions for his life, but he had not learned to trust God for provision. Abraham thought that it was up to him to go out and get what he needed. He knew that God would direct him in his travel. When he heard the voice of God, he left without any explanation. When we hear that call from God, it is not for us to demand an explanation before we obey. If we insist on an explanation before we are willing to obey, we may miss out on the purpose of God and the destiny for our life. When the going gets rough and the means are meager, when resources are scarce and the famine is on, can we trust God to supply? Can we trust God for provision? Oh, the things that we do when we do not trust God to provide. When Abraham and his family went south, things began to go wrong in their lives. Abraham began to think that in order to survive, he would have to prostitute his wife to another man. How low can your faith go? And where does your integrity go? He was willing to give the love of his life, the bride of his youth, to another. Abraham relied on his wisdom and his ways. Until we realize that our wisdom is foolishness in the kingdom of God, we will always keep coming up with our own plans, our own schemes, our own plots. And until we know that the call of God is his plan, we will never venture out in faith. We will never find our destiny in God. To others, it may seem that we live a haphazard life, being never able to put in words the call of God, and never really knowing where we will go next or where we will show up next. Our life does not depend on faith. Our life depends on faith and obeying. I ask you, do not resign your life to fate. Fate is an unknown force. Resign your life to fate. My life is resigned to a force that I know of, to one whose character I know, because it has been revealed to me in Jesus Christ. I recognize that every detail of my life is engineered by my Heavenly Father. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson on the same subject. Abraham, the father of the faithful.